Loi tisoim, don't change around. Nachla or Yerusha, mimata lamata. From one shevet to another shevet. The shevet acher. That's the second postix. Here it says, the siba sabala kosam davu. It's talking about that the husband yashins his wife. So that's why we said, that's why the locha. Since the locha is that a husband yashins his wife, so when a wife gets married, when the daughter first gets married, she has to try and get married to a husband from the same nachla as her father. Like if this daughter's father was from Shevet Reuven, when she gets married, she's married to a man also from Shevet Reuven. Because I thought we spoke about it before. Forget about the mother right now. But a component about halacha is if she's going to die first, his daughter, her husband's going to yashin her, so it's going to go to her husband. So trying to make sure the husband is Shevet Reuven, the same as her father. You see this about. So the more says, no, Oyeina, maybe not that way. Ela Mesibis HaBen. Maybe the second person is talking about that a son yashins the mother. And it's the same svar, it's the same thing. The person is saying the same thing. When this daughter gets married, she has to get married to her husband from the same shevet as her father. Because the monoshach, when her father's going to die, she's going to yashin her father. So she's going to take over the nachla from Shevet Reuven. Now when she gets married to a man from Shevet Reuven, she's okay. Because either her husband will yashin her from Shevet Reuven, or else let's say the husband died and then she had a son, the son will yashin her, the son is also from Shevet Reuven. Because the son goes after her father. That's what the pasuk is telling you, you daughter, like you girl, when you get married to a Shevet the same way your father is from. In order that the nachla will always stay in that Shevet. So it's both ways. Either her husband will yashin her, or her son will yashin her. And they're both the same shevet as her father. So everything is okay. So Mar says, maybe not the Mesibas HaBen. Maybe the second person is talking about that a son yashins his mother. So Mar says, no. Kishuwaim, since the first person said already, V'loi sisov nachla levnei Yisrael mimato el mato haray Mesibas HaBen Omar. The first person is talking about that a son is going to yashin his mother. If so, Homani Makaim, what do I need the second pasuk for again? What's the second pasuk? The second pasuk is the Sibas Habal Hakosim Adaber. But the second pasuk is talking about that you should know when the wife dies, if the husband is still alive, the husband yashins his wife. Therefore, the pasuk told this girl, like this mother at the beginning, when you first get married, make sure you get a husband the same shevet as your father. Now the Gemara says, the Kula Yama Mashmo, both these prices agree, Mihas, Mimata Lamata Achar, that the second Pasuk that says, V'loi Sisoiv, don't change around, Nachlo Mimata Lamata Achar, goes on the husband. Everybody's Mashmo, the second Pasuk goes on the husband. Yeah? But the Kula Yama Mihas, Mimata Lamata Achar, Besibas Habal, Hakos Medavar. That's teaching us that a husband yashins his wife. My mashma, how do I know to say that the second pasuk is talking about the husband and not the first pasuk? So Simon Oimer, Simon says, so it's a Simon says a lotion of Simon Oimer. So Tapi says that's a shame of an Amoira. It doesn't mean a sign, name of an Amoira. Guy's name was, that was his name. Simon Oimer, Simon says, that Rabba Bahiro from Rabba Bar Shaila, Omakro, the Pasuk says here Ish. Says the word Ish, so vice versa, the husband goes on Ish. Ish applies more to the husband than it does to the mother, than it does to the son. For the Gemara no, Tavayu Ish Ksivbu. In both of these two Pasukim it says the word Ish. The first one and the second Pasuk says the word Ish. So how do I know which one is saying that a husband yashins his wife, and which one is saying that a son yashins his mother? Elo Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Gomukor, the Pasuk says, Yidbeku. It says, Lashon of Yidbeku. Dovak, Voyim Yish Echod, that goes on a husband to his wife. Lashon of Dovak. That's why I know the second Pasuk is talking about that a husband yashins his wife. For the Gemara, no, Tavayu Yidbeku Ksirbu. And the first Pasuk also says, Lashon of Yidbak. It says, Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael. So that's not a proof. So finally, Ravashiyo Momakro, Mimate Lamata Achar. The second pasuk says, don't take it to another matter. Now, uben lavacharu. A son to a mother, that's the real kurva. That's not called another nachla. But a wife to a husband is called another nachla. Like you're not born relatives. When you marry your wife, you marry, it's true. There's a kurva of a husband to a wife. but you weren't born relatives. Therefore, the second pasuk says, Lamata acher, another mata, that means when a husband, Yashin's, his wife, is going like from one to another. Mashenken, a son to his mother, that's not fitted one to another. A son to his mother, he's born from her. That's called one mata. So since the second pasuk says, Mata acher, so the second pasuk is teaching us, that's the halacha, that if a wife dies, and the husband's alive, the husband yashins his wife, even though they have children. Still, a husband yashins his wife first. But lo yitzri, the husband died first, and then the mother still has her own property. Then when the mother dies, then the children yashin the mother. Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Yana, Omer Rabbi. Umat the boy, send it over from Mishmed Rabbi Yishur ben Korcho. Minayin labal, sheina noito beroyu kuva muchzik. How do I know? So now we're coming out, that Lacha Mishnah says that a husband yashins his wife. When his wife dies, the husband yashins. How do I know, though, that a husband does not yashin something that his wife does not own when she died, but just rather something she's rolled to get? Like Lamosho. The Lacha is, let's say your wife was the only daughter to her parents. So when her father dies, you know what has going to happen? Your wife is going to yashin her father, right? She's supposed to yashin her father. What's going to be, though, if your wife died first, and then her father dies the next day? Now, does the husband yashin his shver? No. A husband only yashins his wife what she owns right now when she dies. But something that's fitting to her to come later on, her husband doesn't get. How do we know this? Minayin, how do we know labal that a husband? She'eino noito baro kuva muchzik. He does not get from his wife something that she's supposed to get later, as long as she doesn't have it right now. She now, but the pasuk says like this: pasuk from the Rayon that says, "Usaguv hoyledes yoyer." Usaguv, the man knows that was a father. He gave birth. His son was yoyer. Vayhi loy eskrim ushalish orim beres agilut. That yoyer, the son, owned 23 cities in Eretz Agilut. Now, it's mashma that these cities belong to the son, and he did not get it from his father. The question is, if it didn't come from his father, how did he get it? So, minayin liyoyer shlohoyelishguv. How is it possible that Yoyer got 23 cities, and he didn't get it from his father? Ella, it must be like this. Malamri comes to teach us. What happened was like this. Shenosa seguv isha. True, his father, seguv, got married. What happened was like this. Shaguv, the father's wife, in other words, Yoyer's mother, she died first when her father, Bechayim Arishah, when her father was still alive. So Shaguv's wife died first when Shaguv's Shver, father, was still alive. So right now, Shaguv, Yashin, his wife. That's all. Then Umeisu Marishah. Then a week later, his wife's father died. Now, who got that Yerusha? Not the husband, but it went to the grandson. That's the halacha, that when the wife's father dies, so she would have been alive, she would have yashined. Now that she's not alive, her son yashins. V'yarsha yoyer, and yoyer yashined it. That's this proof that a husband only yashins from his wife what his wife has, what she owns when she dies. But let's say her father dies 2 days later, so that the husband doesn't get anymore, but rather it goes down to the grandson. For Yerim, another pasuk goes to the same way. So we had before, the Eleza ben Aaron mace, Eleza ben Aaron died, the Yikbur Oisai, the Givas, the pasuk before, they buried him. Pasuk 4 was, the Yikbur Oisai, the Givas Pinchas Benai. He was buried in the property of Givas that belonged to his son Pinchas. So it's mashma that Pinchas did not yashin it from his father Elazar, because Pinchas himself had it. So that's the question also. Minayim lePinchas shlohoyel Elazar. How come Pinchas got this property Givas if not from his father Elazar? Well, it must be the same type of the case again. What happened was Shenos Elazisha. Elazar first got married, true, and they had Pinchas. Now Umesa, the wife died. The wife died when her father was still alive. So when she died, true, Elazar yashin his wife. But that's all. Umesu, Marisher, and then later, the next day, a week later, then her father died. And who Yashin, the father, that owned this property, give us? The Yosha Pinchas. Pinchas Yashin her. So that's again this proof that a husband only yashins the property of his wife that she owns right now, not property that she's going to have a right to get later on. For the Gemara, my v'yomer, what do I need two psukim for? The chitayma, maybe you tell me, yoyer dehevi nosa visasa, umesa, v'yosa. Maybe the case was here, that you know how yoyer got this property? Not again from his grandfather, but maybe yoyer married a wife, a rich wife, and his wife died, and he yashined his wife. So you have no proof to say that a husband doesn't yashin what's coming to his wife. Talmud Lomer, that's what he did. Second pasuk teach me, no. The second pasuk says, V'yelozer ben Aaron meis. And again, that Pinchas got it someplace, not from his father. How is it possible? He got it from his wife's, from his mother's father. The chitay, maybe here also, the nofullah misbesteich charamim. Maybe like we wanted to answer before, Pinchas was a kohen. So you know how it's possible that Pinchas got property without yashni from his father? That locher is somebody could be makdish property b'charamim, which means go to kohanim. So maybe Pinchas got this property, give us b'teres amatana matnas kuna b'teres like charamim. What's the proof to say that Pinchas yashned it from his grandmother, like, or from his grandfather? So Gemara says amakro b'noi. The end of the pasuk says, "Begive us Pinchas benoi." That means Nachla Haruyaloi v'Yorsha benoi. It means to say this was the type of Yerusha that Pinchas got as Diga's son. So the question was, how did he get this Yerusha without coming from his father? So that's the pshat. The pshat was his father Taka married his mother, and his mother died first, and at that time her father was still alive. So Elazar, Pinchas' father, did not yashin her father. Then, after the wife died, then her father died. Who yashins that? Not the husband Elazar, but the grandson Pinchas. That's how Pinchas got property without belonging to his father Elazar. That's taka d'halacha. That even though a husband yashins his wife, but he only yashins his wife property that she owns right now when he dies. But property that she's fit to be coming to her, that she'll first get later, that a husband is not yashin. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says later. Now, the Mishnah said, Uvnei achois. And the Lachar is like this. Let's say, again, there was Reuven, Shimon, and Dinah. Two brothers and a sister. The Lachar is, let's say when Reuven dies, let's say Reuven have no more brother. Let's say the brother died already, and Reuven has no children, and Reuven has no father. He only has a sister. Halacha is a sister yashins a brother. Klar, right? If there's a brother and sister alive, and they both have no children and no father anymore, so if a brother dies, halacha is a sister yashins. Let's say the sister died and she left over children, the children yashin. That's halacha. Children yashin anything the mother would have yashin. That's called b'nei achoyis. The sons of your sister yashins you. Tony learned like this. B'nei Ochois, the son of the daughter, or the son of Dina yashins Reuven, v'loi bonois achois, but not the daughters of Dina. Again, if two of Reuven and Dina, yeah, and Reuven died, and Dina died already also, but Dina left over a son and a daughter. So we're saying now, you know who yashins? The son yashins and not the daughter. B'nei Ochois, the son of Dina yashins, v'loi b'nois achas, but not the daughter of Dina. She does not yashin.